Today's Shir in Mishnah Brura Yomi is the second volume of Mishnah Brura, Daf Chaf Gimel Omud Aleph. And we're at Sif Aleph in the middle, right by the Ramah, at the very top line. In yesterday's Shir, which dealt with a person who was unable to continue his bracha, he started the Berachas HaTorah, and he got stopped in the middle of the first Aliyah, and he couldn't continue. So we said, they call up another person to take over from his aliyah, and the new person has to go make a bracha both before and after the laning that he's now going to read, and you continue the laning from the very point where the first aliyah started, not from where you left off. So that was the halacha we brought down yesterday. The Ramah adds today, Hagah, v'afilu b'zman hazeh sh'shliach tzibur korei dino hachi. Even nowadays, where we have a person, a set designated Baal Kriya, the Baal Korei, he goes and reads for everybody, so you might have thought that maybe this halacha would be different if the person getting the aliyah can't continue for whatever the reason, and somebody else comes up to get the aliyah. Maybe since it's the same Baal Kari, you could just keep on reading from where we left off, and no new bracha should be made. So the Ramah tells us no. Even in this situation, we have a designated Baal Kriya who's doing the laning. The new person coming up has to go make a new bracha, Rishona, Asher Bracha Banu. The Baal Kari starts in the very beginning of the aliyah, not from where he left off. The Baal Kari then reads the entire aliyah. The new person makes the bracha Achrona as well, and then we continue the laning as routine. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkat and Hay explains that the reason for this is Dimasha Shliach Tzibur Korei, that which the Shliach Tzibur is now a designated Baal Korei, Kilu Korei Hu Daininle. We consider this as if the regular person who's getting the Aliyah is still laning it, even though the Shliach Tzibur, the Chazan, the Baal Korei, is actually the one that's reading it for him. And therefore, if the person getting the Aliyah can't continue, even though the Baal Kriya had read it already, we consider it as if the person who can't continue the Aliyah is the one that read it, and therefore when a new person comes up, you have to start the whole process all over again. And this is stated clearly in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, that when the person can't continue, even though there's this designated Baal Korei, so the new person has to go up there and make the bracha. And the Baal Korei starts exactly from the original Aliyah, not from where he left off. Now, he points out in the Piskei Tshuvos, this is when the person getting the Aliyah is unable to continue. But what happens if the Baal Korei gets weak, or whatever the situation may be, and he stops the laning in the middle? Let's say he gets weak, the Baal Korei can't continue, or the regular Baal Korei shows up and he wants to take over. The first Baal Korei that was going up there on a temporary basis may not really know the laning so well, and the new Baal Korei, the regular Baal Korei, comes in and wants to take over from this new Baal Korei. So then in this situation, Yecholim Hischalev Hasheni, the new Baal Korei can just take over and begin Yamshech HaKriya Mehechon Shepasak Rishon, right from where the first person stopped. That's the opinion of the Torah Chaim. However, he does bring down the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim, which is also brought down in Dirshu footnote number 3, that if at all possible, it would be better that the new Baal Korei should go begin from the beginning of the Aliyah and not from where the first Baal Korei had stopped. And this is because, as long as it's not a Tircha de Tzibura, he only read one or two psukim, read a couple of psukim, it's not such a big deal to go and reread those psukim. That would be preferable because there are poskim that say that you have to go back to the beginning. He therefore suggested on Shabbos, when you can just stop right there, the first Baal Kriya sees that the regular Baal Korei comes in, or he's not able to go on, but he could finish the Aliyah right there at the end of that Pasuk, and you already read three Pesukim, and on Shabbos when you're allowed to make Hosaf, he says the best thing would be to make Hosaf over there, stop the laning, have the first person that got the Aliyah make the Bracha Achrona there, and let the new Baal Kriya come and take over from that very Pasuk. He'll start, but now is a new Aliyah as a Hosaf. Sif Beis. Mechaber writes, Homid Likros B'Torah, if a person is getting an Aliyah, Uberach Bracha L'Shalofanea, and he makes the first Bracha, Baruchu and Asher Bracha Banu, V'Korah Mitzas Psukim, and they start reading a couple of Psukim, U'Pasak, and then for whatever the reason, they stop. V'Diber, Divrei Torah, Divrei Chol, and the person getting the Aliyah goes and interrupts, maybe he says some Divrei Torah over there for whatever the reason, or he just interrupts and talks in the middle of the Aliyah, so then lo hevi hefsek. It's not considered halachli a hefsek, certainly not a good thing to do, and certainly lechatrila, absolutely not allowed to be done, even to say over Divrei Torah, it's not allowed to be done, but it's not considered an interruption from the original bracha, and he doesn't have to go make a new bracha. The Mishnah Brura explains in Sifkot and Vav that ein chiluk, it doesn't make a difference, ben shekora pasuk echot o kama psukim. As long as he started the laning, it doesn't make a difference whether he read one pasuk. You might have said, well, he didn't read three psukim, so it's still considered a hafsik. No, as long as he started laning, and something was read from the laning, so it doesn't make a difference how much was read. However, avo below kara dying cloud, the person made the bracha and says no sein ha Torah, and the chazan goes amen, the Baal Kriya goes amen, but then he starts to talk. He says, well, what part should we laning or whatever he says. So then im hivsik, in this situation afilu b'divrei Torah, he says, oh, what a beautiful vort there is on this pasuk, kivan shu Shalom inyan hakriya, since this Dvar Torah is not necessarily part of the laning. Even if it's about that part of the laning, it's not part of the laning. And certainly if it's Dvarim B'Telem, it's secular item, Tzorech Lachzel Varach. In this situation, you have to go back and make a new bracha. And this is true of Afilu Soch Mila Achas, even one word. And this is true for any bracha that you're making, whether it's a birchas mitzvah, you're shaking lulav and esrog, and you just talk one word after you said al nitin las lulav, or you're making a shahakol, and you talk just one word before you drink from the soda, tzarech lazor levarech. You have to go and make a new bracha, im hifsik, take up achar bracha, if you interrupted right after the bracha, even with one word. And this is true even if you know for certain that you didn't lose concentration on the bracha. Since the kiva, the shalom hischel adayin bi mitzvah, since you didn't do the mitzvah or the birchas in action, ain lo achar kacha malochol, so the bracha can't take effect on something because you interrupted from it. However, if you have to point out that you're in the wrong place, or you say something like the person doesn't remember the trups, he says, you say this is a pashta, so ain tzarech lachzel varach, then you wouldn't have to go and repeat the bracha, even though you didn't start the laning, because it's not considered a hefsik if it's dealing with the kriya. However, l'chatchila gamza also, you certainly shouldn't do this l'chatchila unless there's no alternative. Vein chiluk bein loshen kodesh loshen chol, and it doesn't make a difference whether your interruption is in Hebrew or in English or in any other language, you're not allowed to interrupt. Where you're not allowed to interrupt, you have to go make the bracha again. Dirshu footnote number 4 brings down, im hifsik bein sofa kriya l'brocha shachra. What about at the end of the laning, before you finish the laning, and you're about to make the ashenos alon toras emes, and you interrupted there? So the Shaar HaTzion in Tuf Reish Tzadi Beis writes that in that situation where a person, let's say, finished the Megillah, and now he's making the bracha after the Megillah, in that situation is a machlokas whether the bracha at the conclusion of the Megillah has the same status as over here, in terms of whether that's not really related to the Megillah, but that's just a separate bracha, hodor b'fnei atzmo, and then you would be allowed to say it, as opposed to if it's connected to the Megillah, there would be a problem. He brings down in regards to Kol HaNa'arim, that many have the custom at the conclusion in Simchas Torah of the bracha that we give to all the children, the aliyah that's given to all the young children, called Kol HaNa'arim. So the minhag is to say Hamalach HaGoel after that reading is read, before you say the bracha Hashanos Alonu Toras Emes. So he brings down from the Bikuri Yaakov that that's okay, because this is a pasuk in the Torah, and even though you're saying it by heart, it's connected to the laning, it's not considered a hefsek. Implication being that if you were mimafsik with other divrei Torah that aren't psukim in the Torah, that it would be considered a hefsek. And certainly if you said something secular, if you said something that wasn't divrei Torah, was divrei chulin, that would be considered a hefsek. He says, what about saying chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek at the conclusion? So he brings down from various poskim that one should actually not say this if you are the person getting the aliyah. The Baal Kori can say it, the entire tzibur can say it, but the person getting the aliyah shouldn't say chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek, because number one, it's a bracha for him, so why is he saying it? Everybody should be saying it to him. He doesn't have to say it himself, but even so, it might be considered a hefsek. Although he does bring down that there were great poskim that did say this bracha when they would get the aliyah, including among them, the stipler, the great stipler Goin, and Rav Bengis, as that's all. Dishu footnote number 5 brings down that a person certainly should not answer Amen after his own bracha. And if he did answer Amen after his own bracha, it's a hefsik and he'd have to repeat the bracha. If, however, you are saying the bracha and somebody else is saying the same bracha and you're answering Amen to his bracha, so then, according to the Taz, b'dieved, you wouldn't have to go make the new bracha again. However, the Magen Avraham would say that that is considered an interruption and you'd have to go make your bracha again. Dishu footnote number 6 brings down, this is a little bit different when you're dealing with hamotzi. So a person makes netilas yadayim, so he has to not have any interruption between the netilas yadayim and the saying of the bracha. However, what about the motzi that comes afterwards? So he brings down from the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Zayin, in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Shafilu Oya Hefsik Bidrom She'enim Letzorach Prusas Hamotzi. Even if your interruption had nothing to do with the meal, if you say you bring salt, or if you're saying bring the knife to cut the challah, so then that's certainly not considered a Hefsik anyway. But let's say you're even saying something that's just Letzorach Hasuda, but not Tzorach Demotzi, so he brings down, that would not be considered a Hefsik over there. Sivkat and Zayin in the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah comments on the Mechaber, who said that if you did have an interruption after you started lading, lo have a hefsik. The reason being, wrote Shlomar, she'etztarech levarich mechadosh shekori l'halal. It is not considered a hefsik that you'd have to go back and remake the bracha rishona, as we just said above, because delon is batal adayin bracha rishona, because here the bracha rishona has not been interrupted. It was chal. You started lading. And therefore, v'afilu hisiach daito milikros, and even if you thought the aliyah was over, and you said, oh, now I can talk because the aliyah is over, v'shuv nimlach v'kori l'ala, and then you realize, no, they're still laning, ain tzarech lachzol v'arach, then you don't have to go remake the bracha. He brings down the Yesh Mishakosav Binyan Acher. Others explain this a little bit differently. Safik Brachos Lahakel, they say that this is just a question of do you not have to make the bracha again, and therefore, since Safik Brachos Lahakel, you don't make the bracha again. However, Mikomakom Nachon Shamavari Chavin Tchila Birchaso. He says the ideal thing a person should do when he's making the bracha on the laning is that this bracha on the laning is going for everything that's going to be laned. And if we somehow make a mistake over here and I interrupt or I talk or whatever hefsek comes up, it shouldn't be considered hefsek. Shaf Shiasich Daito Yachzav Yikra Al Smach Brachazu. Because then in this situation, even if you had a hesek hadas, sometimes it can happen that the Baal Kriya finishes or what he thinks he's finishing the laning. The person in his mind says, "Oh, the Aliyah is over," but then they point out, "No, you have to go further." So in this situation, if you had this in mind when you first made the bracha, that even if I stop and have a hesach hadas, my original bracha still is good, that's the preferable thing to do. However, he brings down, also certainly you shouldn't do l'chachila to make an interruption in the middle of the laning, off below hesach hadas klal, even if there is no hesach hadas, once you try to not have any interruption at all from the beginning of the bracha, throughout the laning, through the end of the bracha. Sif Gimel. Ha'ola likros betorah. If a person gets an aliyah, the herald makim shesorach likros, and they point out the place where they're going to start the laning from, as is the custom. Uberech ala Torah, and he made the bracha rishona, bro asher bracha banu, and hiskel likros, and the Baal Kriya, the Baal Kori, goes and starts to lane. Olo hiskel, or he didn't yet start to lane, but the hiskiru sheparisha acheris sorach likros, and they point out, you're reading from the wrong parisha, that's the wrong place to have the aliyah. The galal has sefer Torah lemokim shatzarach likrosbo, and then they have to go roll the sefer Torah to the right place to read. So there are two opinions brought down by the mechaber. Number one, yesh omrim, he brings this down in the name of the radah. Sheyesh omrim shein tzarach lachzul levarach. There are those opinions that say that you do not have to go and remake the bracha. The yesh omrim shatzarach, and he brings down in the name of the Beis Yosef that you do have to go and make the bracha again. What's going on over here? So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains. Taimo, the reasoning over here, that the first opinion says that you don't have to remake the bracha, the mistama daito al kol parshos ha-Torah ha-munachas lefonav. Because when the person made the bracha, ha-shavacha banu, mistama had in mind that whenever they're going to lane, that's what my bracha is going on. And therefore, even if they pointed to the wrong place, and then they now changed it, mistama had that in mind as well. The Yishuv footnote number 8 brings down from the Beis Yosef the name of the Avudram a further explanation of this. And he says, Le'inyan birchas anenim, when you have a birchas anenim, shim notal pri lo'ochlo, if a person has a bunch of fruit on the table and he takes an apple, la'acha shebirech olav nofal pri, and he takes the apple and then he drops it, falls down into some mud or something disgusting and he can't clean it off, whatever the situation may be. So yesha sovim shim notal pri acher shahoyim munach lefonam v'lashuchon inserach lachzul v'aruch olav. If he takes another fruit that was already on the table, he doesn't have to go and make a new bracha, even though he hasn't yet made a bracha and he made the bracha on the apple that fell on the floor and he's not going to eat that now. Why? Since that pri was in front of him, his mind was upon it. It's as if he intended specifically to also eat from that fruit. And Rav Scheinberg Zatzal further explains, when this person gets an aliyah, his mind is on whatever the proper place that they're laning, that's what my bracha is going on. And just because they have to point out the wrong place, that doesn't change around his kavana to have the right place in his mind for the bracha. And therefore, according to this opinion, you would not have to repeat the bracha. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Tes explains the other opinion now, V'yesh Omrim Shetzorach. There is another opinion that's brought down by the Mechaber from his commentary in the Beis Yosef that says you do have to go make a new bracha. What's the reasoning for that? Levarach kishakori esapar shorius likros. When they find the right place now, you have to go make the bracha again. The time of the reason is the mevade lo niskavim birurchoso rak al aparsha sheru lo mikodem. Because when they pointed to this place, that's what he thought they were going to lane. That's what he had in mind. And now that that's not the place, now came Tzarech levarech mechadosh shel parashazu. You have to go make a new bracha on the new place that they're pointing to. Because v'achronim, how do we paskin? The achronim say the nogin l'maisa ke yesh omrim azeh. We paskin like the second opinion, this yesh omrim. However, he brings down in Dishah footnote number 10 that the baruch you don't have to repeat again. This is the opinion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan. You don't have to say the baruch again, but you have to make the brach again. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Ve'ein nafkamina beinim hamokum sheherulom itchila hoyo parsha acheres legamri." It doesn't make any difference according to this opinion whether the place that they pointed to was in a different parsha, or afilu ba'osa say there, or it was in this week's parsha. El shetzarach liglo mimokum rishon lamokum zeh, but it's later in the parsha and you have to go roll to it. In any event, b'chol zeh tzarach lachzul baruch, you always have to go make a new bracha according to this yesh omrim. The bevaday lo hoyo daito bebirchoso, because you didn't have intention when you made your bracha amash einu magulu lefonav, on what was not opened up in front of you, and if they have to roll the sefer Torah to the new place, then it's not included in your original thoughts. This is brought down in the Chayodim and Arad Rachronim. However, he says, "Va'meikol." If somebody is meikol, not to make a new bracha, shalom lachzor levarach. B'mayamakim sherulo, but also say the shozu azu. As long as it was in that week's parsha, ach shetzorch liglol miyamakim makom. But you have to roll to it. Nevertheless, ein mochem biyado. You don't have to go and protest. It's okay if he doesn't make a new bracha. The eishlo ami lismoch, because he has poskim that he can rely upon. Now, and Shabur continues and says, if the right place was also open in front of you, they just pointed to the wrong place. So let's say they pointed to the top of an omud where they thought they were leaning from, but it really was the top of the next omud, and that's opened, and you can see it. And it's visible, the real place. When you pointed to the wrong place, the real place is already visible. So in this situation, both the Taz and the Shari Ephraim say, the Ein Tzorech Lachlul Varech. Here they pass like the first version that says you don't have to go and make a new bracha. Why? The Dayit Tohoyo Al Koma Shemukulu Lefona. Because here the person didn't have in mind only where they pointed, but since he doesn't know how far they're going to lane, his intention is on everything that's visible. Therefore, in this situation, you wouldn't have to go make a new bracha. Even if it's higher up, it's in a preceding parsha, it's last week's parsha, they pointed to last week's parsha, and you're supposed to read obviously this week's parsha. Kiven shagam misedus shoshavua zeh megula lefonav, since this week's parsha is visible in front of you, even though they pointed to last week's parsha, but since this week's parsha is visible, your intention when you make the bracha, according to the Taz, Shari Ephraim, and the way the Mr. Brewer Paskins over here, is that your bracha was good, and you don't have to make a new bracha. And it doesn't make a difference even if it's in a different column, as long as it's open. Even if it's in a different column, as long as it's open and visible, so then your original bracha goes on that as well. Furthermore, it doesn't make any difference if they pointed to the place that was incorrect. It was below where the right place was or above where the right place was. Either way, as long as you don't have to roll the Sefer Torah, then he paskins that as long as it's visible, whether it's below or above where they pointed to you, it is okay. He does point out, Ella, Shimheru lo lamata, if they pointed to the bottom, the Malkum Roy Ulamala, and the real place was above it, Vuchozil Malkum Roy, and he reads from the right place. In that situation, Tov Shikra ad Hamokum Shheru lo Batrila, Ba'od Ezeb Sukhul Halar. You should try to read that Aliyah from the right place, obviously, you start, and read at least a couple of psukim into the wrong place as well, since it's later on, so that's not a problem. And this way, you get the best of both worlds, because you definitely have read what was pointed to you, even though that was the wrong place. The Bir Halacha brings down in Dibra Masa Viskiru, the Prima Gadim, who says, the Davka in Be'ez HaBrocha HaYodea as a Parsha Mavarech HaLeva HaLeva Niskavim. The person who's getting the Aliyah knows what Parsha it is. Rak She'achar HaBrocha Nodelo She'tzorch Likos Parsha Acheres. And afterwards they tell me, no, it was a different Parsha. Ulahachi Yeshomim Dechozim Mavarech. Only in this situation does the Prima Gadim say, that's when you have to go make a new Brocha. Kiven De'Be'ez HaBrocha Lo Kiven HaLeva. Because you thought originally that it was a different Parsha. And now that they show you it is not that parsha, but it's something else, your original bracha didn't go on the proper laning. Masha enkim, as opposed to imoyo etzem hadovir betos. The whole thing was a mistake. You know they're supposed to be laning parshas lech lecha, and they pointed by accident to the end of parshas Noach, and you didn't catch that. But you know they're supposed to be reading lech lecha. So in this situation, and now they have to roll it to the right place, that's not considered a hefsek, because kiven de kavanoso hayo mitchilo leparsha zu. You intended to read the parsha lech lecha, and you did read the parsha lech lecha. And that's the Prima Gadim. The issue foot number 11 brings down that the Chazon Ish, in fact, paskin like this Prima Gadim. That concludes today's shir.